Anybody else?
Yes, I want to say that we give God praise and glory for just a beautiful day, what He's done in my life, my family. Is it all I'm just here for a little over a minute, for a time before it takes me home. And if everything I own, everything I have, it belongs to Him. And I just want to give Him the praise and glory, the blessings of every day that He lets me live.
Amen. Bless you. I would like to call your attention to a scripture reading found in the 148th Psalm. But before I begin, I want to say this, and I know that the Bible tells us, Jesus Himself told us, that the day and the hour of His coming that no man knows, only God in heaven knows that. But it just seems like that when the more that I hear about things going on and the way sin just seems to abound more and more, I seem to have this thought that perhaps we'll be going home soon. You think? Perhaps we'll be going home here soon, and that's great for us who are saved. Won't that be something? But those who are not, you need to make your preparations. One thing's for certain, you're going to face the Lord. That there's no way around it. We're going to all stand before Him. And if you stand before Him lost, well, you'll be lost forever. If you leave this world lost, you'll be lost forever. Psalm 148, beginning with verse 1. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His host. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beast and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise ye the Lord." Now, you may have an idea from the reading of that psalm what I would like to speak about today. I would like to use a title, The Effects of Praise. The Effects of Praise. And you know, something that I believe is true for us as God's people, in the 100th Psalm, in verse 4, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And you know, we should be here today with praise in our hearts and praise upon our lips. And I believe sometimes that we falter in giving God the praise, open praise, that we really should. We should certainly give him the glory and the honor that's due to his name. And I'll tell you what, I even believe this. And I know that this may be difficult, but you know, I don't believe there's anything wrong with being shy. Some people, by their personality, some people are shy. Some people are not real, are not real open, and just kind of reserved. But I'll tell you what, I don't believe any child of God should be shy about praising the Lord. I want to give you, and there's a lot of things that could be said in the way of defining what it really means to give praise. What is praise? And there are so many things, like I said, there are so many words that could be used and so many things that could be said in order to define what praise is. But I want to share this definition that I found that I believe defines it pretty well. To praise is to extol or to exalt in words or song, to magnify, to glorify on account of perfections or excellent works. And certainly God is perfect. And he has done mighty works. And so we can praise God, and we should praise God, not only for what he has done for us. Now, you know, when God blesses us, we should glorify him by praising him for what he has done for us. But we also should praise God just because he's God. Just praise him for who he is and for the wonderful things that he has done. And in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, and I've always loved, I go to these verses and read them quite often. I've always loved what David said here concerning God. In 1 Chronicles 29, 11 through 13, David said this, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might. And in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. And you know, everything that we do in our worship of the Lord, everything that we say and everything that we do ought to be about that. About giving praise to the Lord. You know, God blesses people. He blesses His children along the way. And He gives us, you know, sometimes He gives people individual talents. And I believe that when He does that, that He does that for the purpose of us using them to honor Him and to glorify Him with that. And I believe that whatever that we do for the Lord, that we ought to do it to the best of our ability. I mean, we ought to put everything into it and try to do the best that we can in our service to the Lord. But you know, when we stand to sing, there's something that's much more important than how we sound. And when we sing, we ought, the most important thing is that we ought to be singing to praise the Lord. When we stand to testify, like some have this morning, we shouldn't be nearly as concerned about whether or not we can use good words or have good speech. Our testifying is about praising the Lord and honoring Him and glorifying Him for the things that He has done. Sometimes we worry about things that we shouldn't worry about. Sometimes I believe we allow the devil to steal our joy because we allow him to convince us that we really shouldn't stand up and talk because we're not a very good speaker. You know, we just have trouble finding words to say. But what we ought to be concerned with is giving God His praise. He's worthy. God is worthy of our praise. The psalm here that I read, I believe, is a very interesting psalm because the psalmist here just spoke about all the things that God has created, giving Him praise. He spoke about the beast. He mentioned specifically the cattle. He spoke about creeping things. He spoke about the flying fowl, the birds. He even spoke about the sun and the moon and the stars giving praise to God. How do they do that? You know, there's probably not very many people when they see the sun shining, or they see the moon at night, or they see the beautiful stars. Just a few nights ago, I walked outside and I looked up at the sky, and I immediately went back in and got my wife, and I said, "You just need to come out and look at the stars tonight. They were beautiful." And I wonder how many times when people look up on these things, the shining sun and the moon and the stars, if that thought crosses their mind, well, they're just there praising God. They're praising the Creator. How do they do that? Well, the Bible tells us that they testify of Him, doesn't it? The firmament showeth His handiwork. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. And I've said this before. I know you've heard this said, but the sun and the moon and the stars and all these things, the birds that fly through the air, you know what they're saying? They're saying, there's a God. There's a Creator, and they're praising Him, and testifying of Him. You ever go outside early in the morning? I love the early morning. I love to go outside right when the daylight is dawning, right when it's coming daylight. I love to be outside. You ever just in the early morning hear the little birds? Boy, they're just chirping. I mean, they're just singing away. And, you know, when you listen to that, stop sometimes and think that the song that these little birds are singing, that God composed it, that God gave them the song. You know, I heard it said one time that God didn't have to take out a copyright on the songs that He gave the little birds to sing, but He sure enough is the owner. Praise Him. Let the birds praise Him. Let the beasts praise Him. Let the creeping things on the earth praise Him. It even spoke about the wind praising the Lord. Well, I'll tell you what. The wind blew through my soul one night. Not the natural wind, but the wind that Jesus spoke about there in the third chapter of John when He said, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, and canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Listen, if we could live 1,000 years on this earth, we'd never be able to praise God for all He's done for us, would we? I'm glad that heaven will be eternal. I'm thankful that we're going to a place that's everlasting and eternal, because we're going to need that in order to really praise the Lord. We're going to need an eternity. Listen, if you have any question about what you're going to do in heaven, I want to tell you, you're going to be praising the Lord. The Bible talks about, in the 7th chapter of Revelation, the Bible talks about the people of God in heaven just gathered around His throne and just worshiping Him and praising Him without any interruptions, without the hindrance of the things that we have here. Just continual. I'll tell you what heaven's going to be. It's going to be an everlasting worship, praise, service to the Lord. Heaven will be a land of rest, but it will not be a land of inactivity. We won't be couch potatoes. We will be forever praising the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know, sometimes I think we shoot ourselves in the foot. Sometimes I think we just inflict damage that doesn't need to be inflicted. You know, I was thinking about all that the Bible says, and I couldn't even begin. I don't even know how long it would take me. Do you realize how much the Bible says about giving praise to God? I have no idea how long it would even take me to stand up here and go through all of the passages of Scripture that talk about praising the Lord. The Psalms especially are just filled with that, how that we ought to praise God. And one of the ways that it talks about that we are to praise Him is with song and music. You find that spoken of over and over in the Bible. And sometimes I have known situations, it seems, all of my life where people just for some reason or another, didn't want to hear a certain instrument or something like that played at church. And I read the Bible and I think, well, you know what? That might be what people think, but that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says to praise Him with all kinds of instruments. And I want to read in the 150th Psalm. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Listen, praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. That's Bible. That's Bible, folks. And in that last verse, it says, let everything. This is essentially what was being said in the 148th Psalm. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. In 2 Chronicles, you can go read it. In 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 12 and 13, I heard a discussion this morning upstairs in the Sunday school class about the building of the temple when Solomon built the temple. And you can go read 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. When the building of the temple was finished, they called for the Levites, and the Levites begin to sing, and they begin to play all different manners of musical instruments, and they praise the Lord with all of them. I'll tell you what, I believe that you can do that still today, and if we are going to play anything or sing anything in order just to show our talent, we ought to just leave it alone. But I believe that we can praise Him just like the Bible said with all of these things. And they begin to play all of these, they begin to play a great assortment of instruments praising the Lord with them. And God came down and filled the house with His power to the point that the priests were not even able to go in. And so, you know what? If God has made you able to play an instrument, glorify Him with it. Use it for Him. Use it for His honor and your glory. And my point is not just about music, but the things that God has enabled us to do. Has God given you a mouth that you can speak with? Well, then use it to praise the Lord. Use it. Why should we? Why should we praise the Lord? Well, you know, in the 96th Psalm, in the fourth verse, the psalmist said, the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. We praise Him because He's great. We praise Him because He's so much higher than what we are. His thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. His ways are so much higher than our ways. God is exalted so far above us, and He has done for us what nobody else could do. And so we praise Him. Listen, I know that all of us that have been saved, I know we experience this. Those times that come in our life, this was happening to me this morning. Those times that come in our lives when God just begins to deal with our heart in a way that in our heart we begin to praise the Lord. And I'll tell you what, if you don't want it to come out, you got to fight it, don't you? I mean, it's just hard when God begins to stir your heart like that. It's just difficult not to speak for the Lord. The Bible teaches us that we are not to quench the Spirit. We are to let God have His way with us. I'll tell you what, I've had some wonderful blessings in my life just sitting and listening to people as they praised the Lord, as they truly give praise to God. The psalmist in the ninth psalm in verses 1 and 2 said, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Listen, I've got one more point that I need to make here. The people of God, and I said that I was going to talk about the effects of praise, and I want to get to that. You know what? Sometimes I believe we can be assembled just as we are here. And sometimes we may wonder, what do we really need to do? What do we need to do here in this service? And listen, oftentimes I believe the answer to that is the most important thing that we can do is just let loose and praise the Lord. And it'll have its effect. I remember, you know, not only the things that the Scriptures tell me, but I remember in my own life, when I was lost and separated from God as a young teenage boy, that when the people of God would really begin to praise the Lord, I just couldn't stand it. I just couldn't hardly stand to be around them. I mean, it would just cut me so deep. In the 16th chapter of Acts, we read about a situation, and you know, the people of God, this amazes me, but the people of God through the years have been able to praise Him in the most horrible situations and under the most horrible circumstances to just lift up their voices and praise the Lord. You know, when all is well with you, it's not that difficult, is it? But what about when it's not? And we have an example of that in that 16th chapter of Acts with Paul and Silas. And they were thrust into the inner prison. Now listen, they were not in a nice place. They were in a very undesirable set of circumstances, in an undesirable situation. They were in a dark, dungy, nasty, cold, wet prison. And they had been arrested and they were placed in that prison there, and that's all that the situation was. They were there in prison. That's all that you could say about it until they began to praise the Lord. Now I want us to get a picture of this, of these men shackled, these men in this horrible place. And the Bible says that about midnight, they begin to pray and they sang praises to God. You know, we could sit here today with maybe not any really huge trials going on in our life. And we could sit here, I could ask Brother Strode to come and lead that little song that we sing sometimes, God is so good. But what about when everything seems to be falling apart in your life? And you just lift up your voice to the Lord. God is so good. He's so good to me. That's what they did. That's what they did. I mean, they didn't have anything as far as their surroundings. They certainly didn't have anything to rejoice about, but they could rejoice in the Lord, and that's what they did. And I want you to think about the effects that it had. Here up until that happened, this jailer was nothing but that. Just a man that was responsible for keeping these prisoners, and he was doing that. But when they prayed and sang praises to God, God showed up. He shook that prison. The doors were open. Their bands fell off. They were loosed. And he came in, and supposing that he had failed at his job and the prisoners had fled, drew out his sword and was going to take his own life. But Paul told him that he didn't have to do that because we're all still here. And it resulted in this man coming before them and in great conviction of sin said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" You know, sometimes if we want those that are lost to be convicted of their sins and turn to the Lord, we just need to praise God. We just need to praise the Lord and let God take care of it. Did you come here today with praise in your heart and on your lips? Or did you just come here today to maybe hear a sermon and maybe hear a few songs and say, "I've been to church," and go home? Did we come here today to give praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? I'll tell you what. If we ever in our life rob anybody of anything, let's be sure that we don't rob God of His praise. You know, it's bad to rob your employer of the work that you're supposed to do. There's a lot of ways that we can fail people, but let's not fail God in giving Him the praise that He deserves. Praise Him. Think about the songs that have been written, that are compiled in these books, these hymnals that we use, about praising the Lord. God's people just giving praise, and we have much to praise Him for, don't we? We have much to praise Him for. I'm going to ask Brother Strode. I have a song on my heart. I'm going to ask Brother Strode if he would come and lead "How Great Thou Art." Let's stand and sing. Thank you for your attention.